Does writing report card comments take hours because you're just not sure what to write? If you dread report card season every quarter and desperately want writing comments to be easier, you've come to the right place. In today's episode, we are breaking down how to make writing report card comments easy in 3 steps.
Welcome to the Teacher Time Podcast, a space where teachers are empowered to take control of their prep time so they can enjoy their time off guilt-free. You know how teachers are always working long hours? Here, we're changing that norm together by tackling your biggest productivity questions and planning challenges. I'm your host, Stephanie Polovchik, kindergarten teacher, toddler mama, and your very own productivity mentor. I know what it takes to get your important tasks done so you can consistently work your scheduled hours as a teacher, and I'm sharing it all with you here. In this community, we believe that you can be an effective teacher without sacrificing your free time. So let's ditch that constant cycle of overwhelm for teacher time strategies that work. Why? Because your time matters.
Hey there, teacher friend. Welcome back to the podcast. Last week, we talked about some mistakes that I personally made in regards to report cards in my first years of teaching, and those were mistakes that cost me time and sanity. If you haven't listened to that, you can go back and listen, but I think you're going to love this episode too, because here's the thing. As I said then, writing report cards is another added thing on your plate, and I get it. We already have tons of planning and prepping that needs to get done. And when report card time comes around, it seems that teachers experience higher levels of stress, but we don't need to. I'm telling you this from experience. You can have a simple system for getting your report cards done. So today I'm going to walk you through 3 simple tips that you can use to simplify writing report cards, ultimately to make it easier for you and more objective for your students and their families. Okay, so tip number 1, put it on your calendar. I told you last week that one of my mistakes was waiting until the last minute to get report cards done. Do not be like me. Put this on your calendar ahead of time so you can be proactive instead of reactive. I promise that if you just do this first thing, you'll immediately decrease stress because you'll know when it's coming up, and then you'll be able to plan accordingly on when to get report cards done ahead of time instead of staying up until 2 a.m. the night before they're due. And listen, if you're at this point in the school year, maybe it's like the very end and you are kind of getting into that crunch time, hey, it's okay. Give yourself grace, but make a note for yourself. Like, usually, you know, we know the school calendar before the school year starts. So go into your planner and write, hey, this is when I need to get my report cards done for each quarter. Do that ahead of time. Your future self will thank you. Tip number 2. Use a document to save comments from quarter to quarter. I don't know why, but for some reason, report card systems are just not the easiest to use, and there's tons of steps to go back and view your previously written comments for students. I like to consider myself someone who is tech savvy, and yet I still forget how to navigate our report card system every single quarter. Like, seriously, I'm like, how did I get to that view again? How do I see this? How do I go back and see, you know, what the grades were from quarter to quarter? So this is something that I started doing in my 3rd year, and it, oh my goodness, it made a huge difference. So I started that year by just using a Google Doc where I would record each student's comment for the quarter, and then I would add to it for each quarter. I would like make a copy and do like, okay, this is the Google Doc for Q1, this is the Google Doc for Q2, Q3, so on and so forth. Then I could just like make a copy and see what things I had addressed quarter to quarter, and I could check on anything that needed to continue to be commented on. It also helped me to make sure that I wasn't using the same exact describing words for that student from quarter to quarter, I like to personalize these a little more. So instead of just saying, so-and-so is a pleasure to have in class, or so-and-so is a kind and respectful student, I can then make sure that I'm replacing those characteristic sentences over time so that it doesn't say the same thing every single quarter. And I can just personalize it to that student. From there, once I started using those Google Docs, I started putting it all into one document, like a spreadsheet where I could see like that student's comment for every single quarter over time. And I'll talk more about that in a bit. But tip number three, the last thing, the most important thing that you need to do if you want to save time with your report cards is to have a template. So what do I mean by this? A template is just basically something that you can plug and play. Like, okay, so first sentence says this, second sentence says this, and you know, you kind of fill in the blank, right? So what you do is you pre-type what you're going to say in your report card comments for the quarter. Of course, like I said, this is a template. This is a starting point. So it's not personalized. It doesn't have like exact information, right? It's not an exact copy and paste, but it's a place to start instead of starting from a blank slate. If you listened to last week's episode where I talked about mistakes, one of my mistakes was starting from a blank slate, right? So just like opening up that report card system and saying, okay, I'm going to write Johnny's report card comment right now and just staring at a blank box because like, hi, where do I start? You know, there's just so much that you could possibly talk about. And then the other problem with that too, I'm just going to kind of like go on about this for a second. The other problem with not having a template and just kind of starting from a blank slate from student to student is you could end up addressing different things. And I think it's really important that while your report card comments aren't exactly like the same for every single student because every single student is different and they all have their own unique personal strengths and challenges, you still also want to address, like, if you're talking about skills that you taught during a specific quarter, you want to make sure that you're addressing those in each comment, right? So there should be similarities, but not like exactly the same. So anyway, back to what I was saying about templates. So of course, it's a template. It's just a starting point, not an exact copy and paste. But what you're going to do with that template is you're going to go in and edit and change these for each student. So this is going to help you make sure that you're not starting from scratch. You have that starting point. So you can say, okay, first I'm going to talk about writing. You know, so-and-so is progressing with their writing mechanics. They are able to do this. They are still practicing doing this. We are supporting so-and-so by XYZ. So bonus tip is it's really helpful to have like a go-to adjectives and terms list that you can refer to throughout the year. One tool I never write comments without, even still, is my report card guide. So before using the tools in this guide, I would start comments from complete scratch. I would end up spending 3, 4, 5 hours writing comments and wondering if they accurately represented my students' progress. I struggled to know what to write, and I would often get stuck on finding the right words. But when you have these go-to lists of adjectives and done-for-you templates to start each quarter for each level of learning, I'm talking like this is my template for writing comments for students who are mostly progressing. And this is my template for writing comments for students who are meeting the standards. Here's a list of words I can use to address students who need extra support with specific academic or social emotional skills. You cut the time it takes to write report card comments in half, and therefore you have more time to get the rest of your planning done, or, you know, also you're less stressed when you're teaching and after. It's a serious game changer, I'm telling you. That tip to have like a list of terms that you can refer to for when you get stuck and then also a template to help you, that is going to be a serious game changer. If you don't want to brainstorm all of that by yourself, if you don't want to write out templates for each quarter for yourself, I have them for you. So this report card guide that I just referred to, I said I never write my report card comments without this guide open. This is available for you. Not only do you get a comment template for each quarter for students who are meeting, for students who are progressing towards standards, but you also get lists of adjectives and phrases to help you when you're trying to find the right words to talk about a student who is exceeding, to talk about a student who is really struggling to meet a specific academic, social, or behavioral skill. And so you've got these like go-to terms to go to, but then not only just like this guide, you also get these digital templates that go with it. So if you're like me and you like to kind of put this in a Google Drive, you actually have a Google Doc where you can record templates for each quarter. And then there's also a Google Sheets where you can record, you know, templates and student comments for the entire year. So this is just going to save you tons of time. And even if you just start using it now, if you're listening to this in real time and it's the end of the year, if you start using this now, future you is going to thank you. I actually want to read a review that someone left who used this template. So you can just hear from another teacher how this has helped them. So she said, as someone who previously spent years in upper elementary and needed guidance on comments geared towards primary students, this resource simplified my report card process. I was the first person in my hallway done with report cards, which isn't normal. The simple yet thorough format of this resource gave me enough confidence to write meaningful comments for my whole class in record time. My favorite part is the templates geared towards each academic quarter. The change in wording combined with the same structure really adds to this product's quality. I mean, wow. It just seriously, it makes me so happy that this teacher who previously struggled to write report card comments was able to get them done not only faster, but without all the stress that she previously experienced. So I want that for you too. If you have felt this way, you can go ahead and purchase these report card comment templates and guides so that you can write comments easily and in way less time. I'm going to link to this in the show notes for you. All right, let's do a quick recap of our tips from today. Tip number one for how to easily write report card comments for elementary teachers is to put it on your calendar. Make sure that you plan ahead. Tip number two is to use a document to save comments from quarter to quarter. And tip number three, going along with that, is to have a template for each quarter so that you're not staring at a blank page. All right, next week, we are getting into how to efficiently pack up your classroom at the end of the school year. And I can't wait. I'll see you then.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you loved what we talked about here and want to connect further, you can find everything you need on my website, www.teachinglittleleaders.com. And if you loved this episode in particular, share it with your teacher friends by taking a screenshot and posting to Instagram stories. Make sure to tag me at Teaching Little Leaders so I can see it and reshare. I'll see you next Tuesday. Have a fabulous week.